You know, to find answers to our questions, we first have to ask. And that's what we find the disciples doing in Mark chapter 13. At verse 3, they asked, "When will these things be?" Jesus instructed in Matthew 7:7, "To ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." The disciples did just that. When it came to end time prophecy, things that can be difficult to understand, they went to Jesus and asked for clarification. What an excellent instruction for us today. During the week of Jesus' passion, after his triumphal entry, we find him retreating to the Mount of Olives, which was a favorite place of his when visiting Jerusalem. As they walked out of the temple, the disciples marveled at the massive stones it was formed with. Jesus then pronounced its destruction. This aroused the interest of his disciples. This was when they began to ask Jesus about the end times and how to identify them. Our interest in the Lord's return is often stirred during times of adversity. Why? As a Christian, we know that end times are identified with the beginning of sorrows. They are compared to birth pangs, starting slow and then intensifying as the day draws near. Signs can be identified, yet nobody knows the time or date of the Lord's second advent or his return. This is why Jesus tells us to be ready when? At all times. Because as Mark 13:23 says, he has told us all things beforehand. As a believer in our Lord and Savior Jesus, we must be prepared to share with others what we believe and why we believe it. It's imperative that during times of trials that we can provide words of hope and encouragement. The only way that we can do this is by knowing His Word ourselves. If you find it challenging to study, review the first line of this devotion again. Listen to it again. What does the Lord say in Matthew 7:7? The Holy Spirit will open your comprehension. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is within you."